Every day this year seems to bring something new to be stressed out about. On Friday evening, for example, after the news broke that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died, I was sad. And then I started to worry. I worried about all the unknowns that I could think of, how this would impact the election, how it would impact my family personally, how this would shape the future of our country. And I know I wasn't alone in this. I watched so many people that I know enter into a similar process of sadness, which quickly ignited into anxiety about the future. There's a lot of anxiety in the air right now about RBG, yes, the election, climate change, racial injustice, pandemic life, school, work, the economy, and so much more. The world just seems out of balance. Nothing feels normal. It's like we are on a seesaw, and the person on the other side keeps getting on and off at random. It's hard to catch a breath. Moments of stability are rare, and there's just no way of knowing what to expect next. Feels a little out of control, if you ask me, which makes it sort of ironic, perhaps, or appropriate, that we are honoring the autumn equinox this week, a time of balance. At this time of year, the Earth, as always, perfectly balanced on its axis, is aligned just so with the sun to make it possible for the entire planet to experience a balance of light and dark. Night and day are equal in length everywhere. It's a deeply sacred time. People around the world have long marked this occasion. As Patricia Motley points out in Nature's Honor, both the fall and spring equinoxes are marked by ancient structures around the world. In Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Americas, we find stone cairns, pyramids, temples, and other earthen mounds whose deliberately precise east-west orientation enabled them to announce to their devoted builders both spring and fall equinoxes. Our ancestors around the globe paid very close attention to the sun. They knew its cycles and seasons. They praised it and honored it for its life-giving energy, and twice a year, when the equinoxes came around, they were ready. They knew it was coming. They let themselves fully experience balance. They took time to observe it, to engage with balance, to let balance shape their lives. Here in Iowa this week, we have an opportunity to do the same, to tune into nature, to honor the cycles and seasons of the year, and to mark the autumn equinox on Tuesday. And because we live in the Northern Hemisphere, this observance is also a time for us to celebrate the harvest season. There are many ways to observe the autumn equinox, or Mabon, as our pagan siblings call it. It is customary to celebrate by decorating your surroundings with fruits of the harvest and by practicing warmth and hospitality, which, yes, usually does involve hosting a harvest meal and having friends in the house, something we can't really do this year. So how about practicing warmth and hospitality by writing notes of gratitude, thank you, to friends and neighbors instead? You might also honor this holiday by tending to your home and your garden to prepare them for the dark months ahead. For example, you might think about cleaning out the garage or the attic, having a yard sale, getting rid of clutter, getting your car ready for winter, and refreshing your home with a deep clean. It's a great time of year to prepare your space for the cooler, darker weather to come. Days which will be spent largely indoors, preferably by a nice warm fire. This year, All of that still sounds good. But unlike any other season any of us have ever lived through, this fall is going to be different. We are facing an historic election in just about 6 weeks, now with a vacancy on the Supreme Court. Many of us are working from home or attending school online, and all of us are gearing up for flu season on top of the coronavirus pandemic, which doesn't seem to have an end in sight. It's going to be an interesting season. To get through all of this, this year, we are going to have to prepare and refresh not just our homes and our gardens, but our spirits as well. We're going to need deep spiritual reserves. So, I'm wondering if this week we could take some time in observance of the autumn equinox in celebration of Mabon to prepare ourselves spiritually for what is to come. So how do we do that? How do we build up spiritual reserves, you ask? It starts with being intentional. It starts by simply noticing what is happening. In The Feminine of History is Mystery, Jenny Dupree says, "Now we descend into the dark half of the year. Now the power of the invisible world is waking to balance that of the visible, which is on the wane. We harvest, we prune, we gather into storerooms. We withdraw our commitments to the external world in order to release energy for growth underground, to let our souls grow deep in the hidden dimension." Whatever is going on in the world, in politics, in the media, or otherwise, we can let our souls grow deep. We don't have to let the difficult, dark moments of life or the rough edges of society harden our hearts. No. We can lean into the hidden dimension. We can bravely go into the darkness and mystery and remain open, not scared. We can grow wild, rich, steady souls with intention and devotion. We can choose spiritual wellness. As you think about this week, there are a few spiritual practices you might want to try. You can take a spiritual inventory in the form of prayer or meditation, journaling, whatever works for you. Reflect on the past year and see if you can harvest what is good in your life. Then release the bad stuff. You can take a walk or otherwise spend time in nature this week. The weather looks perfect for it, so plan to get outdoors. Let the earth invite you out beyond the daily grind and constant need to be in control, out into the flow that is bigger than the self and any of us combined. Observe the sun and the moon. Take in the sights, smells, and sounds of this season. There may be other spiritual practices that you like to do, other ways to renew your spirit and fill your tank for the weeks and months ahead. But if you prefer, you can always simply do nothing. As Mae Sarton wrote in Journal of Solitude, "I always forget how important the empty days are, how important it may be sometimes not to expect to produce anything, even a few lines in a journal. A day when one has not pushed oneself to the limits seems a damaging day, a sinful day. Not so. The most valuable thing we can do for the psyche occasionally is to let it rest, wander, live in the changing light of a room." So whatever you do or don't do to honor and celebrate this week, just do it with intention. Purposely engage with the opportunity this time of year brings for balance and renewal. If you do this, you might find that not only your home is renewed, but your spirit as well. Your spirit may just be cleansed, renewed, and ready for whatever comes next. The essence, of course, to all of this is simply being mindful and present. At this time of year, like any other time, the present moment right now is the only thing that matters. Yes, I know the future is uncertain. I know it's starting to look a little scary. But think about it like this. You know when you're standing on a set of train tracks looking down out at the horizon? If you look down here and now at your feet, the train tracks are perfectly parallel, all is well. But further on, it always seems like the two sides of the track are getting closer and closer until they converge somewhere in the distance. If you're a train, this might make you a little nervous, wondering if this is going to be the right track for me. The journey is looking a little dicey. Pause, take a breath, look down. In the present moment, the tracks are perfectly straight at just the right distance from one another, and all is well. Looking ahead, you get that scary perspective again, but as you travel, just keep breathing, stay in the present moment, be here and now, and you will always find the tracks beneath you are perfectly parallel, perfectly in balance, in the moment. Staying in the present helps us remember that the things we worry about don't always end up happening. Sometimes they do. But here and now, today, the future is not currently happening. It does no good to worry about what might be. Just be here with what is and breathe. Let yourself be present. Especially this year, am I right? The last 6 months have been a whirlwind, and we are all exhausted from the derecho last month. So before we head into the next season of life, let's take some time to rest and recover. Let's be intentional about rebuilding our reserves. Let's prepare our spirits for whatever comes next. As Baha'i author Jelena Palmer wrote in a blog last year, the storms of life will come. You can count on it. But with a little preparation and intentional spiritual growth, you will be able to weather any storm. Within myself, she says, I can prepare by having faith in the greater good, meditating and praying, maintaining supportive relationships, and integrating inner strength gained through earlier events. Having gotten through difficulties in the past helps me to get through present ones. Recognizing the extent of my present capabilities gives me confidence to face the future. And having confidence in myself puts me in a better position to help others, just as sometimes I am the one who needs help. If we have learned anything so far this year, it is that we can get through immense difficulties. We are capable, strong, enough. We are enough. We have demonstrated this over and over again. Whatever happens now, we will rise to meet the occasion, and all shall be well. I know, the world feels out of balance, but we can prepare our spirits and cultivate balance within. This week, let the natural world be your guide. Pay attention. Notice what's happening. Let the ancient wisdom of the autumn equinox, that which invites us to cleanse, renew, and prepare, seep into your bones. Don't worry about tomorrow. Stay focused on today and trust that you can weather any storm. Lord knows you've done it before. May this be so. Amen, and blessed be.